Well, it was about the year 540 BC. And the Jewish exiles had only recently returned to Jerusalem from Babylon. And there they find their beloved city to be rubble. And there were many who probably grumbled, "Why did the Lord bring us out of exile only to have us live in ruins?" And God answers them through his great prophet of hope, Isaiah, who says to them, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. Lift up your eyes. The splendor of the Lord is shining upon this place. Soon it will be rebuilt in glory. Do you not see? God's promise to us is wonderful, and the time is at hand for him to fulfill it. Rejoice!" Well, at this time in history, as the year 2015 dawns, our eyes might be looking out also over a landscape of rubble, so to speak, and a lot of darkness. Abroad, there is horrible slaughter and oppression, such as recent events in Pakistan and the violent specter of ISIS. At home, there is racial tension and violence and crime. And there's a temptation to become overwhelmed and defeated by all of it. But that is precisely why we gather together very intentionally this morning. We gather together from all the different places in Charlottesville and Albemarle to celebrate the feast of a star. And that star shone in the dark. And that star brought delight and hope to those who were searching for light. And that star came to rest over a light in a stable, a holy babe who is the light of the world. And we are followers of that babe who grew into a man, who became a light of hope to everyone in a darkened world. Church, probably all of us here, because we're here, we have been given the precious gift of faith. That was alluded to in our opening prayer today, very beautifully, in which we prayed to God, "Grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith," we have all been given that precious gift of faith, and not everyone has it. We have all been given the grace of knowing Jesus. And as St. Paul reminds us in our second reading, this grace is entrusted to us for the sake of others. This grace, our faith, is given to us to dispense, not for our possession. And just as those three travelers delighted when they saw the light of the star, so we Christians, who are sparks as to the light of the world, we should be bringing delight and hope to all those who are desperately searching in our world for light, love, and truth. Because just as that star shone in the Bethlehem sky, so also we are the ones who point to Jesus. A light that outshines every sun. By living the way that he has revealed to us, that he came to reveal to us, a way that is laid out for us in the gospel manifesto, by living that way, even though it is a light that the world sometimes does not comprehend, by living that way, we restore and preserve peace and sanity in the world. Because we are Jesus' prophets of hope today, stars pointing to him. When we live compassion instead of indifference, generosity instead of greed, forgiveness instead of revenge, peacemaking instead of violence, love instead of selfishness, humility instead of hubris, purity and respect for others instead of sexual indulgence. Yes, the Magi brought their gifts to Jesus. We are the gifts that Jesus gives to the world. Amen.